Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I'm your host, John Shookman, and I am honored to have you with me for today's episode. I've been really enjoying the past few weeks as we talked about the NAR settlement and, you know, the proposed settlement and what it meant for you as a buyer and listing agent, and now talking about creativity and why it matters, introducing that 2 weeks ago, and then last week talking about inspections and creativity around them. And I want to talk to you today about financing and creativity with financing for your deals, mostly on the buyer's side here today. But and we'll get into, as I said, in a couple weeks, right, like leveraging offers and how we can have creativity there. And that's going to be more so that episode in a few weeks, talking all about the listing side of the deal and trying to have creativity there to really leverage and get the best offer for your client. But today, I want to talk about creativity and financing from the buyer's perspective for a couple reasons. And again, I want you guys to be thinking outside the box. I want you guys to be educating your clients. I hear from realtors that really are just struggling and do not know how to guide their conversations with their clients, how to be creative, and how to just think differently. And so, you know, a couple things I want to discuss today, one being sort of like what happens after the appraisal, if you might have some equity there, and the other being, you know, what kind of offer you submit for your clients. So we'll start with, you know, creativity in, you know, how you submit the offer and those types of things, and then kind of close out with the, you know, the appraisal piece of this. But again, I want you guys to be creative. I want you to think outside the box. I want you to leverage what you're learning for your clients. So if you have questions about this, feel free to reach out to me. I know I had a lot of questions last week after the inspections piece, and I really appreciate the feedback. So let's jump into it. One of the hardest things I think as a realtor representing a buyer agent is walking that potential buyer through what offer to make. I had someone this week that said to me, like, well, John, what should we offer on this home? And guys, I'll be honest with you, I'm actually shocked they missed out on this home. So the home was about $240,000. They offered $270,000 and offered an appraisal gap where they were going to pay about $25,000 if the home did not appraise. So technically, it would have only had to appraise at $245,000, and they would have still made $270,000, and we lost out. So it still can be crazy out there, and that's why it is so helpful when you can get creative with offers to really, you can really leverage, that creativity into getting the deal done for your buyer. Now, sometimes even being creative, like we did with this one, does not work. You still miss out. But what I really want you guys to take away from this is that your clients, they don't really understand the numbers. And so one of the ways you can help them and be creative with the financing piece is just doing a good job of explaining it to them, right? And having a great lender, like I have a great lending partner, Susan, and just having someone like Susan in your corner who can explain everything to them. And so it's very interesting when I go to make an offer, because again, the client will come to me, well, John, what do we do? What should we offer? And I walk them through, different scenarios, right? Like on certain homes, I'll have Susan run the numbers. Let's just say again, the house kind of like this one that we missed out on. Let's say it's listed at $240,000, okay? I'll probably have her run the numbers at the list price, $240,000, $10,000 above, and $20,000 above. Or maybe the list price, $5,000 above, $10,000 above. And then I can show that to my client and say to them, do you really want this home or not? And then we can look at those numbers, have a conversation about it, And then say, hey, what is this home worth to you? Is it worth X dollars more per month? And the general rule of thumb that you need to be explaining to your clients. Now, again, this is not gospel, right? This does change depending on rates and taxes and all these different things. But the general rule of thumb is every $1,000 on the purchase price is about $5 to $6 a month, right? Okay, so I'll say that again. Every $1,000 on the purchase price, and again, there can be variables based on down payment and all those different things, but the general rule of thumb is on the purchase price, you know, $1,000 difference is about $5 to $6 per month. So let's say your client wants to really get this house. They don't want to miss out. And so you're talking about, do we go in at list or 5,000 above, 10,000 above, etc., right? Well, in this scenario, and knowing this and being creative and explaining this to your clients will show your clients, okay, well, do you like this house enough to go $10,000 over? And that basically will increase your payment about $50 to $60 a month. Is it worth it to you? Maybe not. Okay, is it worth going up $5,000 over the list price? And that would mean your payment is about, you know, $25, $30 a month. And I have found that when I have these kinds of conversations with my client, they are very appreciative, and I can often tell that no one has explained this to them before, that this is their first time really hearing and understanding, oh, okay, if our purchase price goes up $10,000 over the list price, we are at $50 to $60 a month. And then that is where, you know, part of the creativity here is you just give the facts. And if you have the facts and can talk about, you know, outside the box ideas like going over list price and, you know, maybe paying the seller's transfer tax, things like that, when you go over these things, it gives your clients an understanding of, oh, this is what it's going to actually cost us on a monthly basis. For the most part, I find that clients care more about the monthly payment than they do about the down payment or total cost that they pay over the life of the mortgage. But you can, you know, interact with your clients and find out what really makes them tick and what's most important to them. If they care more about the monthly payment, then maybe they aren't willing to kind of bring it up $50 or $60 a month to really get the home. Or maybe they really want the house and it's worth going up $50 or $60 a month to them. So that's just one way in terms of creativity and financing where you can help your buyer clients, you know, really figure out what they want to offer on the home and finding out for them what's the number really have to be for them to get the deal on this house. Do they want to miss out and are they willing to, you know, save a few bucks if it means possibly missing out? You know, it's a bummer that my clients from this past week missed out because they went so aggressively, right? Like covering a $25,000 appraisal gap with cash. They went so aggressively because they didn't want to miss. Now, again, being creative, having creative conversations in terms of financing doesn't always mean you're going to win. It doesn't. But I can promise you this, it certainly will help you get a lot closer and get a lot more deals closed. So that's one part of this, kind of maybe like part A of the financing piece. Let's talk about the back end of the deal. Okay, so your buyer is under contract. Let's just use that house as an example. Maybe it's $240,000 and they, maybe their offer is at $250,000, right? And then So we're at $250,000. So that's our offer price. And it was listed at $240,000. So we're $10,000 over. Let's say the appraisal comes back at $260,000. What will you say to your clients? Think about it for a second, right? Do you just say, hey, you have instant equity in your home? Or do you think in a creative way and try to see if they want to leverage that equity? Well, John, what do you mean? Well, I'm glad you are hopefully asking because I run into this many times where we are under contract on an offer and the appraisal comes back over, our offer price, right? So let's say on that one, $240,000, you're under contract at $250,000, it appraises for $260,000. What can you do with that? Well, here's the great stuff, and this is why creativity matters. You can go to your lender, and most lenders will do this, and increase the purchase price to the appraised value. So again, let's go back to this scenario. $240,000 is the list price. We're under contract at $250,000. It appraises at $260,000. You could increase the purchase price to $260,000 and then use that $10,000. Maybe it's a seller credit. Again, and that's if they haven't given seller help already, right? But maybe that's a seller credit towards your closing cost as the buyer, your buyer's closing cost. Maybe there are repairs that need to be made, and instead of you having to do them when you move into the home, now the home is going to appraise $10,000 higher than your offer. You bring your offer price, your purchase price up $10,000 to the appraised value of $260,000. And you say to the seller, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, or Mr. and Mr. Seller's agent, I guess, would they be willing to redo that kitchen for $10,000 if we increase the purchase price? So at the end of the day, the net to them is still the same. It just is one of those things where you can roll that into the purchase price because the home appraised for a lot higher. I had one, it wasn't $10,000, but I had one a few months ago where my buyer was pretty tight on funds to close. They, first time home buyer, they'd kind of used all available assets that they could to purchase the home. And on one of the inspections, it came up that it failed the water test. And so they needed like a new water filtration system, UV light, all these different things. It ended up being a total of probably, I'd say, $2,000 to $3,000 for that work. And they were kind of bummed. They're like, well, we don't really have or want to spend this $2,000 to $3,000. What can we do? Well, I talked with Susan, the lender, was doing a great job. We talked about, creativity and how we could leverage it for our clients. And so we went to the selling agent and said, hey, before we go to our client with this idea, I think we're under contract at $230,000 or maybe $231,000. And we said, hey, it appraised at $235,000. Would you be willing to let us increase the purchase price to the $235,000 and, the water system that needs to be put in, you pay for, I think it was $2,800 or something. So you pay the $2,800 and get that fixed. And then you give a seller credit towards their closing cost of $1,200 to equal the $4,000 that we're increasing the purchase price. Are you fine with that? And he was, because he didn't care. He just wanted to get it sold for his client. So there are just, I could go all night, really, all day, really, with this. But here are a couple examples of creativity and how you can leverage creativity and financing to have more success and really help and serve your clients. Like we just talked about, explaining the process of buying a home, explaining that, $1,000 on the purchase price is about $5 to $6 a month. And then it's the conversation of, are you willing to pay more monthly to bring up the purchase price if it means actually getting, the dream home or something like that. And then, again, leveraging those connections and just being creative when it comes to if the home appraises for higher than your original purchase price, how can we maybe bring up the purchase price to the appraised value and put the thousands of dollars or whatever, hundreds of dollars, whatever it is, difference into maybe a repair or seller credit or something like that to really benefit your buyer. So when you leverage this, when you leverage creativity and show people different financing options, you show that you really care, you show that you're the expert, and at the end of the day, you are doing the best thing you can to really serve and help your buyers and just help them either get into the home that they really want or need, or maybe kind of, get some repairs paid for or different things like that. So thanks for listening. Hope this helped you as we talk about creativity, and we'll continue to over the next few weeks. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.